I just don't give it for the Anfield rap. Taking a look at what's going on outside the Premier League, because it's not all about us. Football's fantastic. Pyramid throws up lots of wonderful stories and interesting stuff as well. And it's been a bit of drama at Carrow Road. Well, at least Anglia, generally. So to take us through all that over the last couple of months or so, I've got Michael Bailey from The Athletic. So, Michael, welcome back to the Anfield Wrap. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, lovely. Thanks for having me on.
So, yeah, it's been up and down at Norwich. Start of the season, one of the favourites to go up, as is sort of always the case with Norwich being yo-yo specialists, but didn't work out like that. We've seen managerial changes, a few players sort of in and out as well. Yeah, a bit of drama over the last couple of months, indeed.
Yeah, it has been. It's interesting that Norwich were obviously thought so highly of getting straight back, because that's just what Norwich do, isn't it? I think that's what everyone kind of assumed. I'm sure I would have been on here at the end of last season being a little bit more worried and circumspect that pattern would just continue. It felt like there were holes in some of the recruitment from last year and all question marks over whether they could just automatically pick themselves up and go again in the Championship, having failed so badly again for a second time in the Premier League. And I think it's kind of been a bit of that, really. There was a slightly slow start. They then had a really good unbeaten run, but if you speak to most supporters, at no point were they convinced about how Norwich were going about it. It was very curious, because you kind of would just assume that positive results would bring and let everyone along with you, but it just never happened. And as soon as then those results started drying up, Norwich got completely caught in a vicious cycle where they could not get themselves going. The disconnect between the supporters and the club became ever more fractured. Dean Smith started saying things that the fans didn't want to hear. And his sacking was inevitable come Boxing Day when Norwich lost to Luton. But a lot of supporters even now sit here and think, why on earth didn't he go before the World Cup break, when you've basically been handed a free 4 weeks to sort things out? Because things were bad enough at that point that even though the league position wasn't so bad, I think it was, you could look at it and feel like things just weren't going to repair, because results hadn't done that earlier in the season either. So yeah, we've got David Wagner in charge now, heavy metal football, or at least an attempt at it. Obviously Jurgen Klopp's mate. And so far it's been more positive against the poorer sides again in the Championship, but very similar against the better sides. That is basically a sample size of one, which was Burnley at Carrow Road on Saturday. And Burnley will be back in the Premier League next year, I'm sure, because they are a class apart in the Championship.